Kathleen Petticord joins us now. A great article in Forbes. I don't know. It inspired me. I was excited after reading it. Find out what each new place was. Three overseas havens where retirees can live rich on Social Security. Hi, Kathleen. Welcome to WGN.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
What inspired you to write this?
Well, I honestly have been living this for about 40 years. I've been writing, researching, traveling, scouting this idea of retiring, living overseas for 40 years. And I have been myself living outside the States. I'm an American, grew up in Baltimore, Maryland, but I moved when I was 35 years old to Waterford, Ireland, and then Paris, and then Panama. And I've been living outside the States in total about 25 years.
Wow.
So it's an idea that I grew up with and then began living.
Where are you now? I have to ask.
I'm in Panama right now. I'm on the Pacific coast of Panama.
Oh, that's nice. Are you in the same time zone we are at 6:51?
I am.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I am. Yep.
Oh, that's cool. The west coast of Panama. Beautiful. And through these journeys, I mean, some cities that you mentioned, probably you can't retire on with just Social Security. You must have traveled off the beaten path, though, and discovered a lot of places where you can do just that.
Well, that is the thing. There are a lot of places around the world where you can live on $2,000 a month or less. And I reference that because that's the average Social Security payment currently. That's what the average American on Social Security is earning right now. And $2,000 in the United States might not go very far. In some parts of, maybe in many parts of the country, it doesn't go far. But in a lot of the rest of the world, it does. It can buy you a reasonable life in a lot of the world, but it can buy you, as you suggested, a better than reasonable life, a really comfortable life in more than a handful of places.
A lot of people are listening. They're saying, yeah, I'm not moving away from my kids and families, and maybe this segment is for them to dream. But a lot of people, maybe they lost their spouse. Maybe they don't have the connections. Maybe they were never married. Maybe they don't have that strong connection or have just the desire to live something different, a new adventure in this extra this new stage of life. And I just love this. I don't know. Even if I never do it, Kathleen, it's exciting to know that some people do. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, more and more people are doing it more than ever. There was a recent survey that found that 2 out of every 10 Americans, 20% of Americans, and that's a lot, would consider living overseas if they had more support and help figuring out how. So this idea is increasingly kind of mainstream. As I said, I've been covering this topic for so long and way back when, but even 10 years ago, this was a little bit fringy. You talked about it and it was a dreamy, romantic, fun idea, but not many people were really doing it. Today, people are really doing it. There are lots of motivations. And as you describe, one of the main impediments can be a concern about leaving your family, your grandchildren, your life. You are walking away from your life in a sense. And that's not a small thing. And that's a scary, intimidating thing for a lot of people. But it doesn't have to be all or nothing. In today's world, it's very easy to stay connected to the life you're moving away from that you don't have to leave behind. You can expand your life and enrich it by adding a whole new element to it without walking away from the life you have in the United States, thanks to technology, the internet. And also, it's so easy in today's world, you know, to travel, to move around. And in so many of these places that I talk about, it's so affordable. Why not have your family, your children, your grandchildren come and visit you in these fun new places?
And we live in Chicago here. A lot of our listeners, at least in this immediate area, with a huge international airport to make this easier. We've talked so much about the concept about this, Kathleen, that we got to get to these three destinations. We only have like 45 seconds for each single one of them. So I just want to get these out there, and we'll have to have you back on to expand on this because this is fascinating. The first one is an island in Thailand that I don't know if I can pronounce on the radio because it sounds like
that's okay. It's exactly, I understand, it's Phuket.
Okay,
that's how it's pronounced. Phuket.
Okay, good,
to save you trying to say it otherwise.
Yes.
And but it's a beautiful, I mean, it's hard to imagine a more beautiful white sand beach and beautiful blue waters and lots of sunshine. This is the ultimate escape, just beautiful, beautiful escape. The downside is it's far away. It's in Asia. It's on the other side of the world. It's exotic. Language is going to be a hurdle, et cetera. But the on the plus side, in addition to the fact of how beautiful and amazing a place it is to be, it's so affordable. You can live here on definitely less than $2,000 a month. So if all you've got is your social security in Phuket, you could live a really amazing life in a really beautiful place.
And they have a non-immigrant retirement visa?
Exactly. That means that you can retire there with less than $2,000 a month. You can rent there for $500 a month. And this visa idea is important if you want to stay somewhere full time. You have to just think about, do you want to move overseas full time or come and go, be a snowbirder in some sense, and maybe escape Chicago, for example, during the horrible, horrible, cold, snowy winter, go to somewhere like Thailand where it's sunny. If you want to come and go, you don't even have to worry about residency. But if you want to be able to stay there full time and move in and really settle in, you need a residency permit. And the three places that I highlighted in the Forbes piece, they offer really easy, affordable options for that.
Okay, so that's Phuket. Let's go to Argentina, Mendoza. Never heard of it.
Mendoza is in wine country. It's vineyards. And Argentina has really made a name for itself with its wine, especially its Malbecs. And this is where they come from. So this is just beautiful high desert. Very different, not coastal, nothing like Thailand, a completely different option, way down at the end of the earth, bottom of the world. So that, again, like Thailand, this is far away. So that's going to be a downside, the distance. Again, you have an easy option for residency. And again, a very, very affordable cost of living. This is a really safe place to escape the world. In today's world, I think a lot of people are looking for a way, a place to get away from it all, to shut out all the kind of craziness and chaos that can feel a little intimidating and overwhelming right now. Down at the bottom of the earth in Argentina, where life is safe and simple and sweet and family matters and people don't worry about locking their doors at night.
Wow, sounds like a different time.
This beautiful vineyard setting.
Yeah. We don't have time for Santa Marta, Colombia. People will have to go and read it at the article, and they should. It's an interesting one. And Kathleen, I hope this isn't your only time here. Please come back. You're a fascinating person with an interesting life. We got to have you on more.
Thank you very much.
That's Kathleen Petticord. Really cool stuff. I'll post the link to the episode on the WGNradio.com page.